Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Burns, and this is your anti-bullying tip of the week for the week of August 26, 2013, right here in the Bullyproof Classroom. As an administrator years ago, I would deal with all manner of behavior problems. Sometimes a physical fight would occur between two students more often than I would like. I mean, kids fight all the time, but when it happens in school, that's when everything grinds to a halt, and a whole morning or afternoon would be occupied with the process of suspension, possible police involvement, and of course phone calls to parents informing them of their child's behavior. I was often amazed when I spoke to the parents about the fight. A question that was often asked was, who was my son or daughter fighting with? When I disclosed the name of the other participant, the parent would say, who? And then go on to say that he or she was just at my house for dinner last night. The participants were friends. Close friends have a way of bringing out the best or the worst in us. The closer we get, the greater the chance that our weaknesses will be revealed. A person who has the propensity to bully is waiting to discover those weaknesses, and then, friends or not, will exploit them, causing a rift that produces a tremendous amount of emotional pain. Help your students understand the qualities of a good friendship, and encourage them to bring out the best in each other. Broken friendships can produce grudges and even enemies, and the scars that remain can last a lifetime. My name is Jim Burns. That was your anti-bullying tip of the week for the week of August 26, 2013, right here in the Bullyproof Classroom.